Turbulent times call for clear-headed insight. That's hard to come by these days, especially on TV. That's where we come in. Salem News Channel has the greatest collection of conservative minds all in one place. People you know and trust, like Dennis Prager, Eric Metaxas, Charlie Kirk, and more. Unfiltered, unapologetic truth. Find what you're searching for at snc.tv and on Local Now Channel 525.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news medias don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on the 17th day of August, 2023. Indeed, this is the voice of the Christian resistance, and tonight, this is, again, Pledge Week, fourth day of the Pledge Week, and way back in the booth, wait, that's right, the phone booth, we have Eric and Randy and Frank, the three wise men, that's right, the three wise men, right back there in that booth, and in the glass cage between here and there, he smiles on the dials, our producer is Stiles.
Good evening, Pastor.
And here, I haven't heard a cackle yet, but usually there's a cackle by now, and that's Little Lisa.
Good evening, everyone.
All right, there you go. And we have in here with us, we didn't do too well last night, folks. We didn't finish, so now my nurse is in here with me tonight. in case it happens again, she's here to take care of me. Nurse Elaine Conley.
Good evening, everyone.
And then way out yonder in Missouri, we have that legendary pastor, Pastor Joe Larson.
I'm here, just like Elaine, ready to go to work.
Alrighty, now, folks, I got a couple of announcements right off the bat to make. One is, there'll be no evening service at Doers of the Word this coming Sunday. No evening service because we're having a baptism, and then we're having all-day festivities at the church. And so, we're having no evening service. It's more like it's baptism and a family day. And then, the message, Lord's willing, will be two kinds of cities, kind of like a tale of two cities, this coming Sunday. You'll find this to be an interesting message, I believe. And then I wanted to make a point. People keep telling me, what is happening? Why do they keep dumping on us? Why every time we turn around, there's more and more wicked, more and more evil? Folks, it's not a mystery. The devil out there is trying to discourage you. He's trying to dishearten you. This is everywhere you look, and I'm talking about the devil and his crowd, the Satanists, and all of us, basically, Democrats and Satanists have become one of the same today out there. If it's evil, they're promoting it, and the whole idea is to keep dumping more and more evil on you and until you become disheartened and discouraged. There is no reason to become disheartened, no reason to be discouraged, just the opposite. And I think you'll find that out in this coming Sunday's message. So I got to tell you, the phone lines are now open. This is Pledge Week, and we're going to finish strong. There's no quit here. You'll find no quit here at 888 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. Now, not the rest of this week, but starting during the weeks that it's non-pledge week, you folks will often call, you know, days after we do a program, and you'll ask me to send you or ask our office to send you this clip or to send you that clip. We don't have that kind of manpower to do that. We don't. And besides that, by the time you've called in, you know, we just erased 37,000 emails. 37,000, wow. Okay? And so by the time you call in, there's probably been, I don't know, maybe 6,000-7,000 more emails or more come in. So what you need to do when you call in, when we play a clip, if you call and ask the board operator if when he has time, if he has time that he can send you that clip, because we don't have the manpower to do it. I think Style just fainted in there. Can you do it, Style?
I can do it.
All right, there you go. Get him a...
And also, Pastor, right at the onset, if people donate at least $100, they'll get a free integrative health consultation from me that basically reviews what their concerns are, and I let them know what other people have done successfully to address their issues. So my phone number is 440-478-4073. Elaine Conley, C-O-N-N-E-L-L-Y. My number is 440-478-4073. If you donate at least $100, you'll get a free consultation. It can be in person. It can be via the computer. It can be by phone. Or it can be in person.
So if they're like in Hawaii or Alaska, it'll probably be by phone?
Yeah, by phone or Zoom.
Alrighty, there you go. Alrighty. With that, we're going to get into the most important part of the program, and that is always the Word of God. It exceeds everything else, isn't it?
Correct.
It's prioritized. But first, I got to give that number out again. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. We need you to start calling right now. Joe, do you remember the title of the message?
Treason, Traitors, and the Fourth Reich.
And boy, are we living in a day of treason right now. I mean, it's just exactly the way God's Word, the Bible's, exactly the way God's Word, the Bible said it would be. And when you go through it and you see how people dealt with this in the past, and then we look at today, there's nothing new under the sun. There's nothing new under the sun. Now, we're going to pick it up where we left off in the book of Esther, chapter 3. And so, Joe, read verses 7 through 9.
All right. Okay, there we are, 7. In the first month, that is the month Nisan, in the 12th year of King Ahasuerus, they cast pur, that is the lot, before Haman, from day to day and from month to month, to the 12th month, that is the month Adar. And Haman said unto King Ahasuerus, there is a certain people scattered abroad and dispersed among the people in all the provinces of thy kingdom, and their laws are diverse from all people. Neither keep they the king's laws, therefore it is not for the king's prophet to suffer them. If it please the king, let it be written that they may be destroyed, and I will pay 10,000 talents of silver to the hands of those that have charge of the business to bring it unto the king's treasuries, into the king's treasuries.
All right, so now this guy Haman, he was, today, he would be a Democrat. He would be like a senator, or he was a very, very wicked man, maybe a governor, but... Under the king there, he had just been promoted. And one of the things about Haman is that, he was thought to be a descendant of Agag. Now, remember who Agag was? He was the king of the Amalekites. And remember how God had ordered Solomon to go out and destroy all of the Amalekites,
all of them,
down to the man, woman, and child, and all of their animals, okay? Well, Solomon decided to, not Solomon, Saul, King Saul, okay?
Saul, King Saul had, yeah.
Saul and Solomon sound a bit alike, but so King Saul decided he was going to do something a little different. One, he kept the best animals instead of destroying them. And when Samuel the prophet asked him, why do I hear sheep bleeding, okay? And they always had a tendency to keep the prettiest women, the virgins, the best animals. And now here he decided to make himself look really good by sparing the life of Agag. And so when Solomon came and he asked, or when Samuel came and he asked Samuel, the prophet, came and he asked Saul, the king, why do I hear sheep bleeding? And what is this Agag here? Well, he didn't really have a very good excuse for what he did he? And so...
No. Well, you never have a good excuse, really, for disobedience.
So Samuel took a sword and hacked him in pieces. And now here, Haman is a descendant. He's one of his descendants. And he don't care too much for the Jews at all. In fact, it's not just Mordecai that he hates. He hates all Jews. And so that's where we pick it up. So here we see now.
He wanted to have them all killed, right?
Absolutely. He wanted to have them all killed. And with Mordecai especially, because Mordecai would not bow down to him. He would not bow down to him. Now, he gets appointed to his position, you might say, is like a high governor over the kingdom. Immediately after, Mordecai blows a whistle. Mordecai, he set at the city, the gates of the city, meaning he had a government position. And when he was aware of Bigthan and Teresh, two of those that also had a government position, he had overheard them discussing that they were going to assassinate the king. And so here, when he had told Esther about what he heard, Esther went to the king and said, hey, listen, Mordecai, he's got a message for you, right? So anyhow, they took those two fellows and they hung them for treason. And boy, you know, I'm telling you, hanging those for treason in those days worked, didn't it?
Sure did.
And boy, do we have treason today. But today, treason's, it's kind of out in the open, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I want to go over now, Joe.
One thing, you were talking about how Saul disobeyed. But in verse 13, the letters were out to destroy, to kill, to cause to perish all Jews, both young and old, little children and women, in one day. And it goes on about what day. But that was exactly God's orders that were disobeyed. They're now being used because the children of Israel disobeyed. The same orders are being used against them.
All righty. All right. Bill in Ohio pledges 100. Betty in Michigan pledges 100. Deacon Mark pledges 100. Bill from Boston pledges 30. And Billy from Ohio pledges 20. We got three bills there. Whoa. Anyhow, thank you on all five already. So now let's go over to chapter 6. And go ahead and read me in chapter 6, verses 1 through 3.
On that night could not the king sleep, and he commanded to bring the book of the records of the Chronicles, and they were read before the king. And it was found written that Mordecai had told of
Bigthana and
Teresh,
yeah.
Two of the king's chamberlains, the keepers of the door, who sought to lay hands on King Ahasuerus, And the king said, "What honor and dignity hath been done to Mordecai for this?" Then said the king's servants that ministered unto him, "There is nothing done for him."
And so the king orders, he says, well, and the king said, "Who is the court?" Now Haman was coming to the outward court of the king's house to speak unto the king to hang Mordecai on a gallows that he had prepared for him.
Mm-hmm.
And the king's servants said unto him, "Behold, Haman standeth in the court." And the king said, "Let him come in." So Haman came in, and the king said unto him, "What shall be done unto this man whom the king delighteth to honor?" And now Haman thought in his heart, see, Haman was thinking that he was talking about him.
Yeah.
To whom would the king delight to honor more than himself? Does that sound like the attitude of a lot of people out there today?
Yeah, it's got to be me. It's all about me. Yep.
Those in politics and those especially in the sports, some of those athletes out there, it's, the world's all about them, isn't it?
Yeah.
And the so-called movie stars.
Go out there are huge.
Yeah, and like Elaine said, and the movie stars. But so many out there today, it's all about me, my, and I, isn't it?
Well, the movie stars are dying off.
Yep. And Haman answered the king, "For the man whom the king delighteth to honor, let the royal apparel be brought with the king used to wear, and the horse that the king rideth upon, and the crown royal which is set upon his head, and let this apparel and the horse be delivered to the hand of one of the king's most noble princes, that they may array the man withal whom the king delighteth to honor, and bring him back on horseback through the streets of the city, and proclaim before him, thus shall it be done to the man whom the king delighteth to honor." Can you imagine this? Can you imagine President Donald Trump on a nice white horse and Joe Biden leading him through down the street? Because here,
no, I can't picture Joe Biden couldn't lead the horse.
Well, Joe Biden is out there for the first time in the history of our country. He has weaponized the government like third world status countries to go after his opponent. This is we've never seen anything like this before.
Well, he's going after the American people too.
Well, absolutely. Now let me ask you this. Haman wanted to kill all of the Jews. Do you think that the Democrats out there today would not like to kill all the Christians?
Correct. That's exactly the plan. The World Health Organization, the UN, the New World Order, George Soros, there's a whole list.
And Islam, radical Islam, you can add it to the group.
Okay, now you're going to have the simple-minded say, and the prissy preachers, "Pastor Oney, why would you say that? Why would the Democrats want to kill all the Christians?" Well, let me say this. There's a word they use that's called depopulation. Okay, have you heard that word, depopulation?
Yes.
Okay. And they want to depopulate about 90% of the world's population. Now, who do you think they want to start with?
The Christian patriots.
Absolutely, right.
What they don't realize is that it's so apparent right now, the atrocities that are going on and the direct attacks on the American people, that they're actually shifting people to the right in their beliefs, and especially because they're going after the children.
Right. Well, they're trying to provoke. They want to provoke a civil war.
Correct. I don't think it's going to work.
Well, they're not planning on it being just our side against theirs. They're planning on bringing in troops from the UN, Chinese. This is what they planned on for a long time, surrendering America. This is their plan. But that's
where the American people are armed. All right. And I'm sorry, but even if you have a left-winged policeman, when it comes to defending his home and his family and his community, what do you think he's going to do?
Well, let me ask you this. If the people in America did something here, if they were to do 2 Chronicles 7:14, right?
Yes.
Do you think that God would answer and honor that?
Yes.
Has he done it in the past? Have we gone against outrageous odds in the Platts when George Washington, with 500 soldiers, stood against an army of 50,000. Did God honor that dedication?
Yes, he most certainly did. I think the figures that I saw was with the American Revolution, there were only really 17% of the population that were directly involved in that.
Yeah, I know. The vast majority of them were like today in America.
They were passive. All right, but it doesn't take that many, you know, to turn the tide. And because so, God moves. God backs us.
It's estimated right now, if that Civil War were to break out, that we have 10 million Americans that would be willing to defend their lives and their families and their property with firearms.
And I think that's higher.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they talk about the registered weapons. What about all the unregistered ones that are in the hands of Christians and patriots? You know, why do you think that nobody's come against and the UN troops haven't landed in the U.S. yet or even from China?
Well, they have landed.
They're landed, but they're not.
Biden has been bringing in thousands of national Chinese nationalists. He's
right.
Brought them in here. Okay, they're here. They're waiting. They're waiting for their orders. That's the reality. People better understand. But we need to be prepared. But if it looks like that the American people are up in arms and aware, and the giant has awakened, they'll stand down. Then they won't stand
Correct.
Up against.
Out where I live, people are ready to play cowboys and Chinese.
So there you go. So anyhow, I could just imagine you on a horseback right into the battle, kind of like George Washington did. Yeah,
I'm old, but I can still shoot.
All right, very good. So let's go to what happens with Haman now. So Haman was humiliated. He was humiliated, okay? And so what happened, then the king said to Haman, make haste and take the apparel and the horse, as thou hast said, and do even so to Mordecai, the Jew who sitteth at the king's gate. Let nothing fall out of all that has been spoken. So, again, can you imagine? Now, here old Mordecai, or old Haman, don't the opposition always accuse us of doing what they're doing?
Yes, they do.
They always accuse us. Remember, everything that they're accusing Donald Trump of doing, every single law, Joe Biden has broken. And not only that, but even Dershowitz has come out and said that this Jack Smith has committed every single violation that he's accusing Trump of.
Correct. And then the opposite side, trying to take over America, tells you to do something, you really want to do the opposite.
So here now, old Haman, boy, he's not doing, this is not setting well with him. He's got Mordecai, and Haman had built gallows for this very Mordecai. And verse 13 says, and Haman told Zeshra, his wife, and all his friends, everything that had befallen him. Then said his wise men and Zeresh his wife unto him, if Mordecai be the seed of the Jews before whom thou begin to fall, thou shalt not prevail against him, but shall surely fall before him. And while they were yet talking with him, came the king's chamberlains and hasted to bring Haman unto the banquet that Esther had prepared. Okay, so now here,
they were kind of prophecy there a little bit, right? They saw what was coming.
Absolutely. So go ahead and read verses 5 through 8 in chapter 7.
Then the king Ahasuerus answered and said unto Esther the queen, who is he and where is he that durst presume in his heart to do so? And Esther said, the adversary and enemy is this wicked Haman. Then Haman was afraid before the king and the queen. And the king, arising from the banquet of wine in his wrath, went into the palace garden. And Haman stood up to make a request for his life to Esther the queen, for he saw that there was evil determined against him by the king. Then the king returned out of the palace garden into the place of the banquet of wine, and Haman was fallen upon. the bed whereon Esther was. Then said the king, will he force the queen also before me in the house? As the word went out of the king's mouth, they covered Haman's face.
So here now, just picture this. The king's not having a good day. And as he walks in there, he sees his wife in bed. And he sees Haman in the bed. And Haman, that wasn't a good thing for Haman to do, was it?
He had fallen on the bed to beg her, but it probably looked pretty bad to the king walking in, right?
Right, absolutely. Alrighty, hang tight. We'll be, and then, well, let me just say this. Haman got hung. He was hanged upon the gallows that he had prepared for Mordecai. And folks, let me tell you something. When you, the Bible says, touch not my anointed. When you touch God's anointed, that's the way it ends up, one way or the other. We'll be right back.
More research needs to be done. I can't find malintent, but what I can find is malfeasance of office from high government officials. I can find negligence, and it could even be criminal negligence. And I have found ulterior motives that are undeniable. And we're going to break it down for you right here. So let's get started. Number one, and what's really been made a big deal about it, is no early warning system. Now, there are two ways that the people could have been contacted. One, were the tsunami warning sirens that should have been played. The governor was asked about this. I'll tell you, I have real concerns about this governor. The governor was asked about this, and you know what he said? We don't know if it was human error or mechanical error, but then he turned around two sentences later and said, well, the equipment was destroyed. Well, which is it, governor? I mean, the guy can't get his facts straight. And that was very concerning. The second way that people should have been notified was through their cell phones. If you recall, a few years ago, the county government on Oahu, they actually put out an alert, and the state of Hawaii picked it up and echoed it. And they said that missiles were headed for Hawaii, take cover. Remember that? And it went to their cell phones. And this was a major news story. They couldn't hide it. Well, that warning system is in existence. And here's what we do know. You know, I said this to a relative of mine, and they said, well, Dave, maybe all the cell phone towers were down and all the sirens were destroyed and blah, 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 blah. And I said, I doubt that, but let's assume you're right. But the evidence doesn't say you're right. She goes, what do you mean? And I said, well, there were people that escaped into the ocean. Some of them kept their cell phones above their heads. They were calling the Coast Guard, the Navy. Clearly, there were some cell phone towers in operation. There should have been notification for the working cell phones from the working cell towers. Agree or not agree? I think we all agree. So that's a major concern I have. Where's FEMA? The Federal Disappearing Agency, is that what this is? Where are you people at? Well, worse than that, I've seen interviews with the locals. Now, they're keeping the media out, but there's a lady that seems to be getting on the inside. She used to be here in the Phoenix market. She's now in Maui, and she's been reporting daily on independent news station Channel 3 in their morning news. And she's had some very pointed comments, and I'm going to center on some of the interviews that she's done. But they are keeping the media out in large part. That's very suspicious, very suspicious. The Maui Times editor has produced a video that's gone viral where she just went off, dropped a couple of bombs, you know. She swore a little bit. I don't blame her. And she's on media. I get to go in here and interview these people. I'm the editor of the Maui Times. No go, no go. But this reporter who used to be in the Phoenix market, she went around and she said there's no county, state, or federal organization helping the people. When they actually had to categorize people, it was a civilian effort. So that War Memorial Coliseum they have where they play the Maui Classic, the college basketball tournament, they were using that as a shelter. Well, they had to categorize people who needed shelter, okay, who needs food. So what they did was they had to go, the local teachers had to go and pull out wristbands from what they used for the prom. And they used that to categorize the people who were distressed. This is totally a local effort. It's brave people saving brave people. There's no help from government, county, state, federal. And the governor is either a criminal or he's a complete buffoon. He reminds me of a scaled down version of Joe Biden without the dementia, just the stupidity. So this reporter, she also interviewed some locals. What do you fear? Now, here's what you'd expect. I've got missing friends. I've got missing family. I feel terrible for the people who've died. We've all lost everything. This is terrible, but brighter days will come and blah, 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 blah. That's not what they said. That's what they always say in other types of disasters. Here's what the residents of Maui said. We are afraid that the developers will come in and swoop away our land. Stay tuned, because this fear has been realized. So, no media, no coverage, no warning, total incompetence with government aid and assistance. And then, of course, we've already covered this, $6 billion for Maui, $24 billion for Ukraine. What's wrong with that picture? America last. The developers. Let's talk about that. After I saw that interview, I went to the State of Hawaii website, and I wanted to see what the status was with zoning and projects, and oh boy. They want to turn Maui into a 15-minute city. It's really clear from the organization structure. They don't say that in writing, but I recognize it from the Tucson plan, the Cleveland plan that I've seen. They want to turn Maui into a 15-minute city. And they want huge developers in there, and they already have them slotted in. And I saw this map where they had a color-coded map. Can't do here because you're right on the beach. Can't build here because that's Lahaina. And then everything around Lahaina and down to near the beach, all developers. The fears of these people were realized. This is why they feel this way, but it's worse. Here comes the governor again. He took away the state development council. They're basically a business alliance group from the state government that was designed to keep out of Hawaii investors out of Maui. He canceled that earlier this year. How many coincidences are you going to buy? Oh, but we're not done. Then there is the infamous Jeff Bezos, owner of the Washington Post, partners with the CIA, $800 million deal. Yeah, we've covered that years ago. The Washington Post. Anyway, Bezos has offered $100 million to West Maui to build a smart city. Hello, 15-minute city. It's exactly what this is. Now, we don't necessarily have a crime. And some people are going to yell at me, oh, Dave, it was a false flag. Okay, then show me the proof. I don't have the proof. But what we have are vultures, incompetent government, insensitive, no comment, Joe Biden government. Yeah, oh, no comment. You know what? I wonder if he even knew. He was on vacation on the beach, comes off the beach. A reporter from Bloomberg says, Mr. President, what do you think about the deaths in Maui? Do you know about that? No, no comment. You should have seen his face. Everyone's focused on the no comment as being grossly insensitive. But if you look at his face, you almost feel like he didn't know. Now, is this the advancing of dementia? Or was he left out of the loop? He wasn't told. I don't know. But you go back and look at that clip and you tell me, a lot of people after I've said this have emailed me or texted me and said, Dave, I see exactly what you're talking about. The body language is bizarre. He seemed bewildered and surprised. Well, there's more. There's more. What's on Maui? Now, I can't say the Chinese did this, but they sure as hell would have benefited. What we don't know is this. There is a plethora of military targets on Maui. Space Force. Near Earth orbit surveillance. Deep space surveillance. Surveillance over the whole planet with satellites. tracking like Russian submarines, Chinese battleships, troop movements, all headquartered in Maui. The highest performing computers in the military housed in Maui, and they serve the rest of the military. If these or some of these agencies, installations, organizations were to go down, this would make the West Coast extremely vulnerable to Chinese invasion. Now, maybe I'm looking at a coincidence that doesn't exist, but here's the deal. This is a hell of a coincidence, because Maui is very sensitive from a defense standpoint. I don't know what, if any, damage has happened to these institutions and organizations, but this is of paramount concern. So this is where I'm at this point in time with Maui. I have grave concerns. I would say that I would use the word competency, human compassion, and empathy are totally missing. Lack of priority. They're not Americans, not in the administration's eyes. Ukraine's more important. We'll send four times the aid there than we will to Maui. Who are the Americans? Oh, do we have a treaty agreement with Ukraine? No. No. Do some research. Let's keep this topic alive. Keep talking about it. And we may not find Modi beyond what we've seen. This is gross incompetence. Don't you agree? Gross lack of human compassion. The Navy should be delivering, and the Coast Guard should be delivering supplies to Lahaina. Do we not agree? When we had the tsunami of 2004 in Malaysia, what happened? The Navy was there on the spot, and it was a good thing. I praise them for this. I praise our government for this, for trying to save lives. Well, why aren't they there? Well, Biden's the commander in chief. And people wonder why I want a complete overhaul of this government. Case closed.
All righty. That was Dave Hodges. And good job, Dave. Now, Joe, on that island, and Elaine, there they had a very, very high energy machine weapon that could take out hundreds of drones at one time, all at one time. And not only that, but they had some of the most, our most sophisticated weaponry stationed right there. That was the headquarters for Space Force right there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, ask yourself there this. Would Joe Biden, now you had all of these people, you have Oprah, you have Marky, little Mark Zuckerberg, you have all these Democrats wanting to buy Maui. They want that paradise there. Would Joe Biden, would he sell America out?
You mean again?
Do you think
he's
that
he's already done it several times?
What do you think? What would be? What kind of rewards would he get from the communist China? Because you see, that would be very, very important to them to be able to take that out. And, of course, try to make it look like something it wasn't. But can you trust that government to betray the American people in every way possible? I think you can, can't you?
Yes, certainly. You can. And I heard that one of my clients was telling me that Facebook was basically blowing up in Twitter because it is the fact that Oprah and Zuckerberg have bought that land. All right, and then the other thing that was blowing up was the fact that the policeman in charge of the police department in that area was also the policeman that was in charge with the Las Vegas shootings.
Oh, yeah. All righty, folks, we have Carol in Ohio pledges 100. Marlene in Michigan pledges 70. 888. 281. Boy, we got to hear from you. We've got to hear from you. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Joe, for those folks that would just want to help us by sending us a donation, give them the address.
It's WRWL Ministries is how you make out the address, at 14781, 14781 Sperry Road. That's S-P-E-R-R-Y Road in Newberry, N-E-W-B-U-R-Y, Ohio, 44065. WRWL Ministries, 14781, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you're driving down the road, couldn't copy that, just go to WRWL.org, WRWL.org, and that information will be available.
Now, you also need to know that if you go to rumble.com and you do a search for directed energy weapons results, just put in the DEW, you will find podcasts where they have looked at California and some of the areas where there have been fires started. And what's interesting about the directed, if it's done by DEW, then things melt. So that it shows the trees that should be burned to a crisp not being burned to the crisp, and basically they died from the inside out.
Yeah, and you're right, high energy.
And it also showed playsets in the backyards of some homes that were not touched in this horrendous fire, supposedly.
Yeah. There you go, folks. Again, If you're asking yourself, would your own government that has been weaponized against you, even your military now, would they do this? Well, ask yourself this. What did they do to the January 6th Patriots? What did this completely anti-American, treasonous government do to the January 6th Patriots? And if they did that to them, and they did it and they loved it, they corrupt, that wicked, corrupt judge there in D.C., the one that's trying to persecute President Trump, she loved being able to persecute Christians. She hates Christians. So would they do that? Would Joe Biden sell America out completely to the Chinese? I have no doubt in my mind. Chinese influence and espionage, new links between the Biden and the Clinton corruption. This is an article by the Global Law and Order, by the Global Law and Order magazine, and Chairman of the House Oversight Committee, James Comer, who was tasked with overseeing the investigation of Joe Biden's influence peddling racket, referred to the Biden scheme as organized crime. Of course it's organized crime. Much of the investigation has revolved around the Biden's ties to the CFEC, a front group for the Chinese influence and intelligent tactics. However, the organized criminal syndicate Comer referred to extends far, far beyond the Bidens. With the spotlight on the Biden family corruption, new connections are resurrecting buried Clinton scandals to shed light on the depths of the Chinese political warfare campaign to capture and compromise American leaders. Joe, didn't we report on Bill Clinton selling us out to the Chinese when he was in?
We sure did. Mm-hmm. And the whole Clinton Foundation selling, you know, out.
He advanced the Chinese at Los Alamos. The information that Bill Clinton sold to them advanced them 25 years.
What he did, he sold them these gray supercomputers, and at the time of the sale, we graduated over 100, I think it was around 105 Chinese scientists with PhDs in artificial intelligence. And the great supercomputers did not have their hard drives erased. And a lot of these hard drives were used in mock testing of nuclear weapons. All kinds of things were left on the hard drives that Bill Clinton sold to China. At the same time, he let Loral Corporation go over and teach the Chinese how to launch weather satellites. Well, the technology to launch a weather satellite is the same technology used to launch an atomic warhead. Thank you, Bill Clinton.
Well, that wasn't enough. Remember Uranium One? You know, our enemies, how in the world are they going to threaten us without enough uranium to supply their atomic weapons, right?
Well, Hillary took care of that.
Yeah, Hillary helped them out a whole lot. Now
25% of our stockpile.
And was sold to Russia.
Russia.
who has the largest nuclear force in the world. Mm-hmm. And so, and then we hear Russia, Russia, Russia. We hear about Trump being in cahoots with Putin. Did Trump ever sell him anything?
Nope.
Okay. I tell you what got sold is the American people were sold out by NBC, ABC, CBS, all of the fake news media. If it wasn't for radio programs like this, people would not have any idea what's going on, huh?
We were sold lies and a bill of goods. Well, I want to throw in something.
Before you do that, I got to say Felicia in New York pledged 100. Chang in Michigan pledged, no, that's Craig in Michigan pledged 100. And Mary in Texas pledges 100. Thank you, thank you, thank you. The number is 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Go ahead, Joe.
And if you think what we've been talking about is unimaginable or we're exaggerating or it couldn't be this bad or our government wouldn't do this, there are two places you can go. World News Daily, prison photos document torture of Jan 6 defendant, or you can go to the Gateway Pundit, Jim Hoff writing there. And it's the story of Ryan Samsil, who's been in prison now since January 2021. That, folks, is 2.5 years without trial, without bail. He's been in 17 different facilities. He's been beaten, abused, tortured, neglected. And this week, the Gateway Pundit has exclusive photos of his prison cell at the FDC, Federal Detention Center, in Philadelphia. I'm looking at the pictures. The cell is the size of a closet. It has one light that is never off. The cell has a thin blue mattress that I doubt is 2 inches thick. Less than that. The man has no sheets, no blankets. He has a pair of shorts. He has no clothing. And he has been kept there for 5 months straight. There's a little spigot where he can turn on water and wash his face. There's some dirty rags that he can wipe his body with occasionally. This hard sell. And he talks about even the judge was trying to get a hold of him. They kept saying he was missing. He wasn't in a named cell. He didn't show up for court appearances because nobody knew where he was. They weren't letting him go to medical. It was always cold. There was no sunshine, no window. And he was just talking about how horrible the silence is. He said, you have no phone, no commissary, no clothing. You might hang yourself with clothing while you're freezing. And you look at these pictures, no books, no letters, no photos, no nothing. There's a big yellow bucket that was his toilet. And when it get full, they would just give him a new bucket. This is worse than a lot of prisons I've heard of in foreign countries where they talk about how horrible they treat people. And they were trying to force him to testify against the Proud Boys, and he wouldn't testify, he wouldn't lie, he wouldn't do what they wanted. And several organizations are calling, you know, where is the Republican Party? Where is it? Get a hold of your local Congress critter. Ask, why the heck are they allowing this? Where's the ACLU? Where's Amnesty International? Where's the Human Rights Watch? Where are these organizations? It's really easy. You put ACLU in your search engine, and it'll come up and give you a phone number. 212-549-2500. Call the ACLU and say, hey, why aren't you, you know, they're defending this man. 2.5 years. in a closet with no shower, no real toilet, no blanket, no clothes. I mean, this is America today, folks. If they will do this to American citizens, and he's not the only one, but if you have the stomach, go to WND.com, and you will see there that's called Prison Photos Document Torture, January 6th Defendant. And you can see the article, there are pictures there. When you look at these pictures, you will be shocked to the core. This is now America. This is the way your government is operating. This is what the government does to people they do not like, that will not cooperate.
Well, Joe, what they're trying to do, first of all, again, they're trying to send a message. We can do whatever we want, whenever we want to you.
Right.
You people cannot do anything. Your Republican congressmen and senators, they're wimps. They can't fight. Well, we have some that will. Praise the good Lord for people like Jim Jordan.
Yeah.
Well, people have to understand also that Washington, D.C. is not part of the United States. It's a separate entity. And who is responsible for Washington, D.C.? Who has authority over Washington, D.C.? The U.S. Congress. And the U.S. Congress is doing nothing about it. Washington, D.C. doesn't abide by the United States Constitution. It's the U.S. Congress that we have to go after to correct that piece of things.
That so-called select committee that they had every one of them on there should be charged with high treason against the American people. That's what they did.
You're 100% right.
Every single one of them on that so-called select committee should be charged with high treason. Every single one of them, including that corrupt mayor of D.C. and that corrupt judge there, needs to be serving time in that dirty, dirty jail that the Christian patriots are in.
But the Speaker of the House should be addressing this issue because they have authority over Washington, D.C. They are doing nothing. There are some representatives in Washington who have introduced bills related to treason related to Biden, and he's not moving on anything. The Speaker of the House is not moving on anything.
All right, well, then, Speaker, Mr. McCarthy needs to hear from us, huh?
Yes, you got that.
Exactly.
All right. I want to finish this first. I wanted to say, Mary in Texas just pledged 100th, and Carla in Texas pledged to 100. Thank you, Mary. Thank you, Carla. And, folks, the numbers are 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Now, very quickly, Elaine, we need to give a phone number out, and maybe we should wait to the second part, and that is to the Speaker of the House here in Ohio. And that's the Speaker of the House because we're talking about the SAFE Act and the Saving Adolescents from Experimentation. Tell us a little bit about that very quickly.
Yeah, this is a House bill that was started probably a year and a half ago, House Bill 68, and it passed the House. It went over to the Senate in June, and Jason Stephens, the Speaker of the House, basically, has shoved it into committee. What we do know is that Governor DeWine has said that he will veto it. But what this bill is a protection against transgender surgeries and mutilations. And again, the SAFE Act is being stalled in committee, and Jason Stephens is not moving it.
Okay, we're going to give you his number in the next hour, so we'll be back right after this with more. We're up against a hard break. Be right back with more. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065.
If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company, like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.